Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Future of Geography, How the Competition in Space Will Change Our World, extends Tim Marshall's accessible style of geopolitical storytelling into the new arena above the atmosphere. Building on the idea that physical space shapes political power, the book argues that Earth's geography is no longer the only map that matters. Orbits, launch sites, satellites, and the technologies that connect them are becoming core infrastructure for modern states, companies, and militaries. Marshall outlines how today's economy depends on space-enabled systems such as navigation, communications, weather forecasting, and Earth observation, and why that dependence creates new vulnerabilities. He also explores how the space domain is moving from cooperation and exploration towards strategic competition, with the United States, China, and Russia joined by ambitious middle powers and private firms. Framed for general readers, the book connects headlines about rockets, megaconstellations, and anti-satellite tests to a broader argument: control, access, and resilience in space will influence prosperity and security on Earth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, space as the new strategic high ground. A central theme is that space is becoming the ultimate high ground, not because it is a distant frontier, but because it is tightly woven into everyday life on Earth. Modern states rely on satellites for communications networks, navigation and timing, intelligence collection, disaster monitoring, and financial synchronization. Marshall emphasizes that these services shape economic competitiveness and military readiness, which means that access to space is increasingly treated as a matter of national power rather than scientific prestige. The book explains how orbital positions function like scarce real estate and why certain orbits are more valuable for specific tasks. It also highlights how the ability to launch payloads, maintain satellite fleets, and replace assets quickly becomes a strategic differentiator. This framing helps readers see space as infrastructure, similar to ports, choke points, and undersea cables, but with its own physics and constraints. By shifting the discussion from rockets as spectacle to satellites as systems, the book clarifies why geopolitics is extending upward and why decisions made in ministries of defense, telecom regulators, and private boardrooms can all alter the balance of influence in orbit. Secondly, orbits, gravity, and geography. Beyond Earth, Marshall adapts geopolitical thinking to the realities of orbital mechanics, arguing that geography does not end at the Kármán line. Different orbits offer distinct advantages and trade-offs, shaping what actors can do and how they compete. The book discusses why low Earth orbit matters for imaging and broadband constellations, why geostationary orbit remains prized for continuous coverage, and why cislunar space is emerging as a new corridor as missions push toward the moon. Readers are introduced to the idea that routes and positions in space can function like maritime lanes and strategic straits, except governed by gravity and fuel budgets instead of winds and ports. This section also underscores that the space environment is harsh and constrained. Launches are expensive, windows are limited, and satellites are vulnerable to natural and human-made hazards. By treating orbital regimes as places with strategic characteristics, Marshall provides a vocabulary for understanding competition over slots, frequencies, and tracking capacity. The result is a practical mental map that links physics to politics and explains why space power is not only about ambition, but also about managing constraints. Thirdly, satellites, vulnerability, and the militarization of space. The book places special focus on how dependent advanced societies have become on satellite services and how that dependence creates attractive targets. Marshall describes how navigation and timing signals underpin logistics, aviation, shipping, precision agriculture, and many defense systems. Communication satellites support military coordination and civilian connectivity alike, while Earth observation enables everything from battlefield awareness to climate monitoring. This concentration of value in a relatively small number of orbital assets raises the stakes, especially as counterspace capabilities spread. The discussion covers the logic behind anti-satellite tests, jamming and spoofing, cyber attacks against ground stations, and the broader concept of denying an opponent the benefits of space. Marshall also explores escalation risks, since attacks on satellites could be interpreted as strategic moves with consequences beyond the immediate theater of conflict. A further concern is debris, which can turn the aftermath of an attack into long-lasting harm for all operators. By connecting vulnerability, deterrence, and resilience, the book encourages readers to think about space security as a systems problem. Redundancy, rapid reconstitution, and norms of behavior can matter as much as the capabilities to disrupt or defend. Fourthly, great power rivalry and the race for rules. Marshall situates space competition within the broader rivalry among major powers, showing how strategic goals on Earth shape priorities in orbit. The United States seeks to maintain leadership in space technology and protect the satellite backbone of its alliances and military reach. China aims to secure independent capabilities, expand influence through space-enabled services, and reduce vulnerability to external pressure. Russia, with deep heritage in space, leverages its capabilities amid economic constraints and a confrontational security posture. The book also acknowledges that middle powers and regional players are advancing quickly, often through partnerships, niche technologies, or targeted missions. Alongside this rivalry is a contest over governance, how to interpret treaties, set norms, allocate spectrum, manage space traffic, and define responsible behavior. Marshall points out that today's rules were built for a different era, when fewer actors operated in space and commercial mega constellations did not exist. Readers come away with an understanding that the race is not only for rockets and lunar plans, but also for standards, alliances, and institutional influence. Whoever helps shape the operating rules can gain advantages without firing a shot. Lastly, commercial space, mega constellations, and the new space economy, a key part of the story, is the rise of private companies as major actors, changing both the speed and the incentives of space activity. Marshall describes how reusable rockets, mass-produced satellites, and venture-backed business models have lowered costs and increased launch cadence. This enables mega constellations that provide global broadband, new Earth observation markets, and more resilient architectures that can withstand individual satellite failures. At the same time, commercialization introduces complex geopolitics. Private networks can become strategic assets, governments may depend on corporate services during crises, and regulatory choices can tilt competitive outcomes. The book explores how supply chains, rare materials, and manufacturing capacity influence who can scale space systems. It also notes frictions such as light pollution concerns, orbital crowding, collision risks, and the need for better tracking and coordination. Marshall's broader point is that the space economy is not separate from geopolitics, it is becoming one of its engines. As companies compete and states seek advantage, the boundary between national strategy and commercial innovation blurs, reshaping how power is built and exercised in the 21st century. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a clear, big-picture guide to why space matters now, including students of international relations, policy professionals, technology-curious general readers, and business leaders who depend on connectivity and data. It benefits readers by turning scattered news about rockets, satellites, and lunar missions into a coherent framework. Space is infrastructure, and infrastructure shapes security, prosperity, and political leverage. By understanding orbital geography, vulnerabilities, and the competing agendas of states and companies, readers can better interpret crises, investment trends, and regulatory debates that will affect daily life, from navigation reliability to broadband access. Compared with many space books that focus mainly on engineering, exploration, or inspirational narratives, Marshall's value is synthesis. He connects the physics of orbits to the logic of strategy, and he treats governance, deterrence, and commercial power as intertwined forces. That makes the book worth buying for anyone who wants a grounded geopolitical lens on space competition without needing a technical background. It offers a timely map of the emerging domain where tomorrow's influence and risks will increasingly be decided. If you would like to support Tin Marshall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.